For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick. A diverse group of Black artists will gather this weekend to celebrate Black culture. The Berke Noir Multimedia and Entertainment event features poets, musicians, and visual and performance artists. Ebony Isis Booth is one of the organizers of the show. She spoke with KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel.
So what do you think the role of an artist is in our moment in time? Talk to me about how you see that role here in New Mexico for you and some of the folks that you've been working with on this event.
Yeah. You know, one of the questions that I wanted to ask for the artists when talking to them, because some of the questions they had for me was like, well, what do you want me to do? Why do you want me to perform? And I basically answered by saying, you do whatever you want to. I just want you to consider the question, how does your Blackness color your art, or does it at all? You know, I think there's this idea that there is this thing called Black art, which, you know, like folk art or, you know, these different categories that speak to, you know, a lot of institutional racism in our perception of art and fine arts and what that means. Because we're celebrating Black people who make art, not Black art. You know what I mean? One of the memes that goes around on Facebook that I love so much is, you know, they tried to bury us and didn't know that we were seeds, right? So just our existence, our mere living and drawing breath on this earth is a revolution. If you're creating art, that is your role in this time right now. You are relevant. It matters.
How do you answer that question?
The same way. I feel like that. I feel like my passion and drive and sleepless nights and stress and every single extra waking moment that gets dedicated to producing this event, that is what's relevant right now, because it's making a decision to make my protest a celebration and to kind of to smile and experience Black joy in the face of so much despair and trauma that's going on to people of color globally. I might not, you know, be at every protest with a sign in my hand, but what I can do is make sure that I'm, you know, our hashtag is Be Real Black For Me, you know, which is like Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack, old school throwback. But still, you know, that's my revolution, is just living and existing in this Black skin in this space.
So can you give us a quick little primer on what we can expect to see this weekend?
Yes. So we have performances that Hakeem Bellamy is going to be performing in a different way than what we are used to seeing him perform, with a little bit more improvisational poetry creation. So he'll be basically creating poems based off audience prompts on stage. Also, Vasilis is an amazing electronic artist and vocalist who'll be performing. Joshua Mays is the lead singer of a punk band called Scarless, and they're doing an acoustic punk set. A Billy Free is hip-hop and soul and jazz and house. There's so many different things that are happening. And we're all Black, and we're all different, and it's so dope. Like, that's what's amazing about it. It's like there is no monolithic definition for Blackness, and I think that that is why this is important, because we are just out here living our lives in all the various ways that we do that. And sometimes we just get this public stamp of, you know, African-American, Blacks, the inner city. You know what I mean? Like, anytime that comes up in campaign talk, it immediately the conversation transfers to jail and inner city. And it's like, no, that's not who we are. And so Berke Noir is here to be evidence and show, speak truth to power through a celebration instead of a protest.
Ebony Isis Booth, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Ebony Isis Booth is one of the organizers of this Saturday's Berke Noir event at the South Broadway Cultural Center in Albuquerque. She spoke with KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel. Find out more online at KUNM.org.